We're back.
Camera seems lower. Is that the camera level?
That actually is right. Hold on, let me double check.
Are we in the shot?
No, we are in the shot, but I think...
Welcome to the Not All Here podcast. It's episode 58? 50 something. It's a lovely day here in Atlanta, Georgia. He just lit the incense. He has the ambiance going in the room.
All these noises in the background. And that camera's still recording, too, so they're going to catch all that.
Good. Good. That's why I continue to speak. Oh, man.
Yeah, episode 58 of the Not All Here podcast. It's funny because we had text before, and you were like, it's already been 2 weeks. Like,
it didn't feel like 2 weeks for me.
No, yeah. It felt time just flows, like, just flew by.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then I actually had to look for a second. I was like, wait, is it 2 weeks? And then I looked and everything, and I was like, oh, yeah, it is 2 weeks because a bunch of stuff happened, and then I was like, oh yeah, we recorded here then time just flew by.
Yeah,
so time's just been flying by for me, and it's just been with everything going on, because I've been so busy with making music. Just dropped a project, finally glad to get that out of there and just put it out there, and then also working on a bunch of other stuff. But
you have my favorite project name of all time.
Oh, for real?
I love that name.
Where Highs Meet Lows?
I like that name.
Man, it came to me one day when I was going to the gym. For some reason, I was thinking...
You felt high, but you felt low.
No, I was... I think what it was is I was thinking, I was like... I said, where would highs and lows meet? And then I was like, oh, wait a second. Where highs meet lows? And
at a roller coaster.
At a roller coaster, yeah. But no, yeah, I heard that name, and I remember I pulled over somewhere and I was like, let me write that down before I forget it.
It's like some DJ Khaled suffering from success.
And then like, that
I'm
picture,
doing so well, it hurts.
The picture with all his rings, and he's like, oh, I'm so rich. That's hilarious.
Life is so great right now. I hate it.
Speaking of roller coasters, you just reminded me, I want to go to like a theme park. But it's funny because, like, growing up, were you big into theme parks and like amusement parks?
No, because they weren't near me. I mean, the time I had access to that was like the local county fair, and those were super small.
Yeah, damn, that is right. Yeah, because I know. So growing up, my family, of course, growing up in Arkansas, we really didn't have big amusement parks in Arkansas. There's not really a big one unless you go to like, I think Fayetteville might have some, or no, there's actually a few in Little Rock near where I live, but we never really went to them a lot. We would go to state fairs, and our state fairs, the state fairs were actually kind of big, and they would have roller coasters and stuff. But then after all, we stopped going, but we would travel a lot to Texas when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go to like water parks or like Six Flags in Texas and like Arlington or something like that. And that's where I kind of grew to love these rides, just because that adrenaline rush, and you know, it's like scary, but it's also fun at the same time. And it reminded me of recently, so I used to work at this high-end jewelry place that you knew of.
Mm-hmm.
One of those times they had like this company picnic / amusement park thing, and we all went to this Six Flags here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on this one ride by myself because everybody was like, we're worn out, whatever. And I remember, because sometimes if you ride by yourself, you get to the ride quicker because you don't have to go in pairs.
Okay.
And so they had a lane for single riders, and they're like, hey, if you're a single rider, just go this way. And it was like a fast track, fast pass or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the very front of the ride, and it was like one of the craziest like roller coasters. And I remember they put me in. And for some reason, roller coasters love doing this, where they have whatever secure thing to keep you in. It has like a little room to move, like a little wiggle room. And I was like, this is a little too much. And I was like, I have to take my glasses off because they might fly off or whatever. And I went on there, and man, it was crazy because there were moments where it felt like I was coming out of my seat. I was like, oh, I'm about to fly out this bitch.
Mm.
And I had to hold on to the thing, and I was like, holy shit. And it was over like in 90 seconds, but it was like wild.
So, people that wear glasses, you take them off when you go on a roller coaster?
Depending on, like, if you're in the front, because you're getting hit by all that wind.
So, it's just a blurry...
I mean, you can kind of see,
blurry,
like, for me,
experience.
I can't see very far, I can see close.
Mm.
So, I can still see with close or whatever, but I can't see, like, far and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, so it depends. And I think at the time, the glasses I was wearing, they were kind of loose, because, like, after a while, if you wear glasses... The bolts get loose on you, and you got to like retighten them. Because if not, they're just loose and they just fall off like that. And so, yeah. But that one time, yeah, I had to take them off.
I have no... I can't relate.
I feel you. I was going to ask you one of the things that I was going to talk about. I think it's been... Has it been a week or two since Kendrick's album dropped?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel the same way that you felt about it when you first listened to it?
I have not thought about it since our last podcast.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I listened to it like several times. There's like one song on there that I really love on that album. And it's probably going to be like, I think it's more of a radio song, but I really liked it just how it was made. There's a song called Die Hard. That's like, I love the beat. Okay. I love everything that was done in it. But I was listening. I remember listening to the album and then everybody was like praising the album. And I get it. You know, it's like new Kendrick. He rarely drops. It takes time for him to drop. And I remember I was like, people go into this thing of this is his best piece of, you know, art or music or whatever that he's dropped. And then I was like, well, is it really? Let me go back. And so I went back and listened to his older stuff. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I actually like Damn a lot more than I like this album.
Mm.
Because Damn's like the way that it was made and just the beat selection and stuff is like, to me, is like way better and way doper. And then plus it kind of feels, he has like more hype energy on that album.
Mm.
This album, it kind of sounds like Kendrick is slowly becoming Jay-Z in a way, where Jay-Z's kind of like, hey, rapping about, you know, where my life is right now. I got this money and da da da. And like Kendrick is rapping about, you know, his issues that he had and stuff. But when in Damn, I don't know what it is. He just had more like, I guess what I compared to more like Tupac energy, where he had like that, like he was mad and aggressive and stuff. And this one, he's just a lot more reflective. And like some of the songs that people like on here, I kind of don't like as much. Like the, what is it? That song where the people are yelling at each other. We talked about that.
That song.
I do not like that song. The beat is amazing. I'm upset that he used that beat for that song. But because it's an Alchemist beat. But I don't like it as much because it just, like I said, it just feels like I'm watching a couple fight or listening to a couple fight next door. And I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Should I call the police?
Like, it's like when Damn dropped, I was like the only person that wasn't crazy about it. I don't know. I don't know.
It makes sense. His production selection is always interesting because Damn is like all the beats. When you listen to them again, you're like, nobody would rap over these beats. Mm-hmm. Only it makes like he made those beats work for the album.
Mm.
Like a lot of the just like how they're made, whoever produced them made the beats. I'm like, man, I think a regular person or a regular artist wouldn't have picked these beats to go on an album.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he probably was like, no, let's do it like this. Cause I know he's very picky in his process of making like music and stuff. And so it makes sense for me that they would fit him.
Yeah.
But I'm just asking.
I don't have a lot to add.
You're good. No, cause I was just asking, cause I was listening to it again and I'm trying to think of if there's anybody, because we're in May going in June, so we're about to be halfway through the year already.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I was like, okay, well, what great albums have dropped this year? And I was like, well, I probably put Kendrick in there. I'm trying to think of who else has dropped this year. Do you know? Or do you know anybody? I don't know if anybody made a big hit like that.
Easy L?
No, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Damn, are you so far removed from music?
I'm out here floating. I just listen to Audible, you know what I'm saying? I listen to people's vocalized books.
Vocalized.
You know what I mean?
I feel you. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I've been heavy into podcasts lately. Just listen to comedians talk about stuff and what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's kind of interesting. But I haven't been listening to music as much, but I've been creating a lot of music.
Mm.
And so... but it's mostly been creating music and listening to podcasts. And so
I feel you.
I wanted to ask you as well. So do you know about this? Is Elon still buying Twitter? Do you know?
So I think,
cause I know he's going through like a whole scandal thing right now.
What scandal?
I don't know if it, now I didn't read the article, but supposedly, someone came out against Elon. It was a woman.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know if any of that's true or like...
I don't know. That's a weird situation. So basically, there was supposedly he maybe exposed himself on an airplane.
Yeah.
Something to do with a massage.
Yeah.
And that he offered a woman a horse.
Oh.
If she would do something to him, she would get a horse.
That's
weird. And the situation is very strange because he says it's completely untrue.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly there's a NDA that was signed or something to where money was given.
Okay.
I don't know if it was SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know we were going to talk about this. Oh. I would have read it more. But he knows the person because this was like years ago.
Okay.
And then the lady supposedly isn't supposed to come forward. But then another person, her friend, came forward and Elon knew who that was. So there's something about the story that must be semi sort of true, possibly.
Okay.
But the people that came forward with the story, I don't know if you remember me saying this a bunch of episodes back, is Business Insider.
Mm-hmm.
And Business Insider kind of has some weird stuff going on with them.
Okay.
Bezos donated a shitload of money to them, millions of dollars to them.
So they have like a beef with
them. But also, the owner. So Business Insider is funny. This is an organization that mainly talks about stocks, mm-hmm. business. But the owner of the company is prohibited from dealing in any stocks. He can't buy stocks or securities. Okay. Because he got in a bunch of trouble over like some market manipulation stuff or something to do with the SEC.
Mm.
So it's just kind of interesting that this article came out and people were kind of saying, well, is this, are there ulterior motives here?
Yeah.
Who knows? I think the whole Twitter thing, he had very bad timing with it because the amount he wanted to pay... The stock was at a certain level. Then he said, okay, I'm going to overpay. Uh-huh. And then basically the market's been slowly tanking since then.
Mm.
Also, he had to sell a shitload of Tesla stock, which kind of tanked the Tesla stock price.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a margin loan to where if the Tesla stock dropped to a certain level, then he would have to sell more Tesla stock to pay for the Twitter deal, which was going to fuck over Tesla's shareholders. So it's just really bad timing. He actually got out of the margin loan now.
Okay.
And he got some other people on board with him to go into the Twitter deal. But I think the shit with him and the bot accounts, I think that's all just BS, him trying to maybe wiggle out of the deal or get the deal cheaper.
Mm. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. Because, like, some people on Twitter some people say that he's already bought Twitter or he's in the, like, I guess, I don't know if he's, like, it's official. Because I know stuff like whenever you buy things, like, with that, when there's that much money involved, it takes time for it to actually go through.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to investigate. And, like, people who are over it have to do that. Because it happens all the time when I talk about when, like, Microsoft buys, like, these big video game companies and it's, like, $10 billion before it goes through. They have to get investigated. They have to do a bunch of stuff. Whoever, I can't remember. I think it's the government gets involved. And they have to be like, okay, we're okay with this. If not, you know, no, this is a monopoly. You can't do this. And then they say, nope, sorry, it doesn't go through or whatever. So it takes like years or, you know, months or whatever. And so that's crazy, man, because it feels like I thought he had already bought it. I was like, oh, it's already.
Well, the deal has been agreed upon.
Okay.
Now he just has to.
It's funny because like when stuff like that was happening, I still saw him tweeting. He was still tweeting like random stuff. How Elon be tweeting?
Yeah, talking shit.
Yeah, talking shit, just doing all that. And so it's really interesting. And then I know I was listening to a bunch of podcasts where they were talking about stuff going on in Twitter and all that shit. And so it's wild, man. I'm waiting for the next social media thing to pop up. I'm already ready for the next thing to pop up. Do you ever think Twitter will die?
No.
No. Is it too prevalent?
Yes.
It's just too easy to be like tweet out.
I mean, who knows? Stuff could happen.
Man.
I think Twitter is the source of information, though.
True.
I mean, there may be ones that are more popular. TikTok is popular. You know, maybe, you know, Boogly Boogly will pop up.
Boogly Boogly.
Next month.
Did you Boogle that Boogle? Like,
oh, we got that new Boogle. 1 second videos where it's just.
What? Just like a GIF, like just a never ending GIF. That's funny. No.
But it's the source for information. I mean, you know.
Damn, man. Because I think sometimes, I don't go on Twitter that often. Every now and then I'll just go on there to see what's trending and I'll be like, what's going on? Or I follow some art people or like also producer people on there and I'll see what they're talking about for a second. But after that, I just hop off and I'm like, all right, whatever. After I'm starting to finally feel the fatigue with Instagram. Like I know a lot of people have been saying that Instagram's dying that it's been dying for a long time. Cause it's not. It's not. Don't think so?
No.
Why is it? Cause of the reels or?
I think it's the number two social media.
Behind TikTok?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think there's too many daily users. I'm addicted to it. I had this period where I was off of social media and then I just got back on it.
Oh, damn. You gave in?
Yeah, I'm all the way gave back in now. I'm too addicted to it.
I feel you. It's funny. I only go on Instagram every now and then to see what like certain people post or I'll.
So by every now and then, you mean every 30 minutes?
No, not every 30 minutes. Maybe like every 3 hours or something like that. I'll check real quick.
Every 40 minutes.
No. Okay. But I know most of the time, though, I have to be careful with TikTok because I get lost in TikTok because it's just that never ending like video popping up.
I've been doing TikTok more lately, mm-hmm. and I know it's addictive and I know it's bad, but it's so fun. And I laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't restrict joy. I'm just, give me some joy. You know what I mean? Maybe it's exactly. Fucking up my brain a little bit, but give me some joy. I need it.
No, true. That's what, like, I'll be finding, I know me and my girl sometimes we'll find ourselves sometimes at night just up on TikTok. And then I have to look at the clock and be like, okay, I have to put this down and go to sleep because if it's keeping me up. Or I'll be down here working on stuff. And while I'm waiting for something to bounce or like render, I'll be like, let me get on TikTok real quick. Mm-hmm. And I have to be like, oh, let me put this away.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. But we'll see. I was going to say, I was feeling the fatigue with Instagram just because like, I think for the album, I told myself I was going to post, I think every day for 2 weeks to just keep pushing the album. And then, like, I had a couple things lined up, and after all, I'm like, damn, I don't even want to post this much. But to kind of keep pushing the album out there, mm-hmm. and just kind of like, you know, because if not, then, you know, you really get no traction if you're not really promoting it or pushing it or something.
Right.
And so I was like, you know, I think what it is I had to think to myself, I was like, I'm going to post, take pictures of me in the studio or take pictures of me doing something music related to keep promoting the album and just keep pushing it. And I was just that idea of having to like every day be like, okay, let me take 10 minutes. I was like, damn, every fucking day just to keep it pushing. But then I was like, well, maybe this is what's required to, you know, get the shit moving. And so
I felt like we're struggling for topics. We're struggling.
Well, no, I mean,
can I talk about COVID?
Oh, yeah.
I caught COVID.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. I remember. Yeah, it was last episode you told me.
I came in this room.
Yep.
And then I caught COVID. Either you or your dog gave it to me.
No, you've been had it.
You clearly passed on COVID. You
literally.
As soon as I left this room, I felt terrible.
I will post the text message thread of you saying, hey, this morning I felt like this.
No, that morning I was coughing and I felt okay. But then after this podcast, I caught COVID from this microphone.
COVID clearly. Wanted to be on the podcast and was like, hey, let me hop up on there. No,
COVID is not what you want.
It's funny because you did that and then immediately, I think what it was is me and my partner, we were going to go to her mom's house for mm-hmm. like dinner. And we were like, oh, shit, if we have it, we can't go. Luckily, we got like a rapid test, mm-hmm. negative.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, bet. But it made me think. I think early on when we lived at our old place, I think I had caught it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I never really checked or anything, but like I had like similar symptoms where I had like a fever and all this stuff and it was over like in 2 days. But I think from then I'm like, that might have been it. So maybe I have those, what are they called? The, not antigens, they're like the, I don't know what the fuck it's called. That fight it, you have the...
Osmosis.
No, osmosis. I can't remember. You just have like the fucking...
good bacteria.
The good bacteria, whatever, that fight it. So you've had it and your body's like, oh, we're used to this. So we know how to fight it now.
Bro, it was not good.
How long were you sick?
Like a week.
Damn.
I felt really bad the first 2 or 3 days. I felt like shit. The thing about it, your whole body is sore.
Yep.
You feel tired as hell. I wanted to throw up so bad. I couldn't throw up. Damn. I could barely eat.
Did you take any, what is it called? Ivermectin? Did it help at all?
I don't know if we should put that on the podcast.
Oh, whoops. Now it's going to be...
They're going to ban our podcast.
Oh, okay. I'll bleep it out.
Did you take any medicine?
Did you take any medication to help you assist with this COVID?
I did. And I guess it helped. I'm good now. But the crazy thing, I didn't lose... You know how some people lose their sense of taste and their sense of smell? But it changed. It's like food did not taste the same. And it drove me crazy. I'm just now getting back to where food tastes regular, but some food still tastes a little different.
Like what's an example?
Like Oreos. I fucking love Oreos. Oh, Oreos don't hit anymore.
Damn.
When I eat the Oreo, it's just like, it's not Oreo in the way it's supposed to Oreo.
I thought you were gonna say it tastes like soap now. Like, I don't even like them.
Dude, I would go buy food that I love and that I know what it tastes like, and I would eat it, and damn, I'm like, what is this? It tastes so different.
Really?
It's almost like certain parts of my taste buds have just lost them.
Damn, that's crazy.
But I think I'm getting back to regular now.
Okay. So it's slowly coming back to you.
Yeah. I lost 7 pounds.
Whoa, really?
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's great. So then let me ask you, because I know you, for those of you people who listen or watching don't know, you live in a house with other people. So how did everybody else kind of like, did they go around you? Anybody else get sick?
No, nobody else got sick. Well, one of the guys was coughing like crazy. I think I caught it from him.
Damn.
But he still went to work every single day.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know if I did catch it from him. I don't know. But he was coughing like crazy. But I basically just quarantined myself to my room. And I just stayed in my room the entire week.
Damn, was that torture?
It was.
Damn, just to be in there and then, not have to be able to leave?
And then I just, leave to walk Dot, but walk my dog. But then I'd put on a mask. So when I was doing stuff in the house, I'd have on a mask. But COVID is not what you want, man.
No, you do not want that. I remember when I felt, if I did catch it, which I think it was, because really how it affected me, it was all in my head. Like, as far as like, it felt hot in like my, that doesn't make sense, hot in my head, but it felt like I had this crazy fever just up here. Mm-hmm. The rest of my body was like cold. Mm-hmm. It felt cold and it was hot up here. And like, I had backaches or whatever. And then I was like a little baby. I was just like, oh shit, this shit hurts. And then luckily my partner, she made me like a bunch of teas with a bunch of herbs and just different things to help fight it. And then I was over here taking like vitamin C, just all these different things. And she was just like, hey, just sleep it off. Just go to sleep. Just like force yourself to go to sleep. Mm. And so I would take like Benadryl or something like that and just like pass out and then sleep for like 10 hours, 12 hours. And slowly but surely, I would start to feel better day by day. By the third day, I was like at 90%. And then by after that, I was back to 100%.
I feel you.
And so, because I want to say, I don't think I got sick twice back at the old place. I think it might have just been once. But I just know, I remember just being like, ugh. But luckily she's all good with herbs, and her moms were like on this like herbal stuff. They're like, look, take this, take this, take this, take this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this? This is crazy. This crazy spicy drink. And so I would take it. Shit helped out.
Crazy spicy drink.
It was, because they're like these herbs. Certain herbs have these certain kicks to them when you drink them in teas, and I'm not used to it. And so I was just like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, ooh, this is strong. Mm-hmm. And then just forcing myself to take it. And so luckily, using that. But I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, man.
It's good. Now you have the antigens or the antibodies. That's what they fucking are called.
I got the osmosis, baby.
You got the osmosis Jones in you.
I got it.
That's crazy. So then nobody else caught it. And then so everybody else is good.
Yes.
Okay. But. Well, that's good. Make sure y'all drink water. Stay healthy. Because if you do catch it, you know, hopefully it works out.
Yes.
We're back.
Yo!
You did a lot of my...
What's up, son?
What's going on?
Transition from that to, it's a lot of sad stuff going on in the world, bro.
Always.
Always?
Well, that's my belief. There's always going to be that, though.
Yeah.
You know, we just might not know about it. But anyway, we're not getting into philosophy here. Go back to...
I'm not good at intro and stuff like this. You're better at that.
Well, so moving on to another serious topic.
Serious topic.
So it's you know, we living in a crazy world where crazy things happen all the time. And if you have to be living under a rock if you didn't hear about this already or see it on social media, the news, just everywhere. But unfortunately, there was a school shooter. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, was it a day or two?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember. I'm losing track. It was in Uvalde. What is it? Texas? It was in Texas where this guy shot up this elementary school.
Uvalde? I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Uvalde, I think. Yeah. Unfortunately, he shot up this elementary school where I think the number now is 21
mm-hmm. kids. 21 people died. 21 I think 19 kids and two adults.
That's crazy, man. That's sad to hear. Yeah. You know? It's crazy because it brings up, I had to look it up because, of course, what always happens when this sort of thing happens, it's like, I don't want to say it's normal, but it's a pattern of thing that constantly happens every year here in the U.S. because it's just, I don't know, normal for us. But I think for this year so far, I think, man, I had to look this up because I don't want to say the wrong number. But
as far as like the number of shootings go?
Yeah. But I know there's also like a caveat with that. There's like an asterisk around. I think we're already in the 200s for this year, or like we're in a high number for as far as the number of shootings that's happened in the U.S.
I think that the interesting thing is where does it go from here, and does it just continue to stay the same? Because I remember this same conversation happened with Sandy Hook, and it's like, at what point does America try to make a change as far as gun control goes, the amount of guns out there, the number of guns out there? At what point is there, you know, like, because it just feels like it's just going to keep continuing.
Yeah. The number here I have, this is from Insider. There's been now... When I say this number, I know that there's a way that they identify what's a mass shooting. But the number that they said so far for 2022 of a mass shooting in the U.S. so far is 214. And we're that's crazy. You know, it's a lot. But I was going to say that because I feel like this happened last year as well. And just not even too far off from this because I wanted to bring it up, too. I mean, you had that shooting in Buffalo where all those black people were killed. Mm-hmm. That guy went into the grocery store, just killed all these black people. It's crazy because, like you said, this is a conversation that does seem to pop up over and over. Like, what are we going to do? And it's a very touchy subject, especially for the U.S., because of how big we are on, one, having our right to own and bear arms, you know, against the government, and some... Just to kind of like have that ability, because man, it, like the way my because my brain automatically, when stuff like this happens, my brain goes how to make, like, there's got to be a way to like prevent this from happening or try to be ahead of it, whether that be something as simple as making it harder to get like these crazy types of guns, like these ARs and, you know, AKs and all these different things, or like just being more strict about who can get it or how they can get it. And I understand that there's also going to be like, you know, a quote unquote black market of people who are like, sell it. And that's whatever. That's always going to happen. But for like your normal everyday person who might not be able to get access to that, you know, why not finding a way to make things easier? Now, with all that being said, I know that's easier said than being done. Right. You know?
Well, I don't even think it's hard. It's a hard thing to, enact tougher policies. Mm-hmm. The people in charge just have to want to do that. True. And I have a really negative thing to say, but I feel like the only way that this can change in America is if the people in power get shot up.
I was just thinking that.
I don't want to put that energy out there. I don't support that, obviously, but it's like the people in control, And I was just reading an article about this the other day. With politics, they don't govern according to the way America wants. Like, according to the sentiment of the country, isn't the way things go.
Yeah.
The way things go is based on, you know, powerful people, lobbying interests, organizations like the NRA that spend millions and millions and millions of dollars basically putting people in their pocket.
Yeah.
So how does this change take place if not for a monetary reason? You know, public sentiment has to be so incredibly bad for them to want to lean this way. But at what point are they going to lean that way? I mean, with Sandy Hook, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you kind of feel like, okay, if you're not going to make a change after that, well, then when are you going to make a change?
True.
That's why I say that. Like, I feel like the only way they'll make a change is if it got brought to them of and course, then they were like, oh my God, we got to make a change. Yeah,
we have to make a change, you know.
And also, it's kind of fucked up, kind of in a funny way, but there's an NRA convention that literally just happened, and guns were banned, not allowed from the NRA convention.
Wow.
Now, if the NRA's viewpoint is that guns make people safer, well, if there's a bad guy with a gun, there needs to be a good guy with a gun. Well, shouldn't everyone at the NRA convention have a gun? Wouldn't that make the NRA like the safest place to be? That convention, wouldn't that make that supposedly like the safest place to be?
Yeah, true.
It's just kind of fucked up.
No, I get you. It is fucked up, and it's fucked up by a lot. But because I kind of agree with you, because that same thought was, I have the thought where a lot of the time it's kind of, when you think about it in a way, politicians are kind of, they're very far removed from your everyday citizen as far as like what's going on. Most of the time, you know, just with anything, you know, for example, I was going to say that with the stuff that's going on in Ukraine and Russia, a lot of the times people might be like, you know, that's sad, that's crazy that that's happening. And that might be the end of it. But, you know, we might feel different about it had like we'd been closer to it or we knew people in there. You're going to feel about it a different type of way. And so politicians, most of the time, you know, they probably got security. They got all these things. They feel safer, you know, until it happens to them. You know, you won't know how it feels until it happens to you. And there was a part of me kind of like how you just said, was just thinking like, well, maybe things won't get changed until they start getting hit up. You know, not to say that I condone it, but like they kind of, there's the people who are against, you know, making these policy changes, you know, might feel different if shit starts happening around them and being, you know, or they see people that get hit up or they themselves have family or they themselves get hit up as well. Because if not, what ends up happening, something else happens. And then we just tend to forget all of this. Because my thing is like, now, I don't know if this is true, but I was reading that I'm pretty sure there's protocols for what's for the police for what happens when situations like this happen. But supposedly, you know, I don't know if you heard about like there were, whenever they found out that there was a shooter that was in the building, the police got there, but there was a bunch of police who never went in. They just kind of stayed outside, or they allegedly there were police who had children in there, like their own kids, and they were trying to save their own kids first before they saved anybody else. And, you know, a lot of people were upset with the police. A lot of parents were yelling at the police, like, why aren't y'all going in there to save it? And I understand there's probably a protocol and shit, but it's kind of crazy and wild if a lot of that stuff is true, because it's like, well, damn, like, you know, if you're a police officer, your job is to protect and serve everyone. Right. You know, that's your job. And so if you didn't want to do that, then don't sign up for that position. You know, to have that type of role.
To me, it sounded like very bad organization. Yeah, they just fucked up, and the moment that they could not have fucked up, like they fucked up. So I don't know the details. I've seen a lot of people talking about that, and I haven't really wanted to go looking for that because I don't want more sad content. And just so
no, definitely, I feel it, and so I don't like, man, as something does need to happen. Now, it's either what's going to happen is, I feel like what will happen, I could be wrong because, I mean, this happens every year. Exactly. Nothing happens. But I feel like the only way something will happen, one, is if something happens to them or the people take the power in their own hands. Or if not, the same thing is just going to keep happening.
Well, you know, I saw I Googled this the other day and I found an article. This was actually an article from like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I wonder at what point has it gone too far? Because and this was a New York Times article, right? And they say, why does the U.S. have so many mass shootings compared to other countries? And they broke it down like statistically. And what they came up with, the answer is the number of guns. It's not necessarily a mental health problem. It's not necessarily a crime problem. They said statistically, we have on average the same amount of mental health issues, the same amount of, you know, all these other issues comparatively to other places in the world. But the thing we have more of is guns. In the United States, the U.S. has 270 million guns. And this was an article from like 5 years ago.
Crazy.
No other country in the world has more than 46 million guns. Americans make up 4.4% of the global population, but own 42% of the world's guns.
Damn.
So at what point are there too many guns out there?
True.
I mean, like, and how do you, you know, there's this group of people like, oh, you're not going to take my gun. Well,
yeah,
you're not getting those things back. Like,
yeah.
So the thing you can prevent is a kid like this going and buying two automatic rifles on his 18th birthday.
True.
Yeah. Like why do you need automatic rifles?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of feel like parts of me, like, because I think I was hearing somebody talk about it on a podcast. It might have been Joe Rogan or something like that. They were talking about it. Like, my thing is, I understand that you have people who are gun enthusiasts and they love guns and stuff. But you kind of have to ask yourself, at what point does it kind of be like, well, I'll find something else to get into or something, you know? Or maybe the U.S. just kind of prohibits selling anything past a pistol and a shotgun or something like that, you know?
That's like what I'm thinking. Like, I'm sure there's bazooka enthusiasts out there, but can you go to the store and buy a bazooka? I don't know. Maybe you can.
I think you probably have to go to somebody special for that. But that's my thing, because, like, I guess, I think, too, another argument that I've seen people say is, like, well, if you're a hunter, most of the time they're like, well, what if I hunt? I'm like, I don't think you need an AR to shoot up a...
No hunter is in the woods with an AR-15
of course.
Aiming at a deer.
So I think, like, really, I say this to be like, well, maybe it should just be like, you get your handguns, a shotgun, and a rifle if you're hunting. Or what the government does is they prohibit the ARs, the AKs, and all these other crazy guns that you wouldn't need, really only the military would use, and you kind of make it that much more harder to get these types of guns. Like, make the process so crazy that it takes a long ass time, or, you know, I don't know, you have to go through certain psychological evaluations, and then once through that you got to wait another year to just even get the thing, you know? Make it that much more difficult, or I don't know, make the guns and bullets so ridiculously expensive that the average person just can't buy them, you know? Or start applying, like, these ridiculous, like, fines. Like, if someone is fined using this gun, or, like, if they prohibit it, fine them $50,000 just to pay this shit off. Like, to the point to where the cost outweighs, you know, them wanting to do whatever.
Right.
And so you kind of have, that might sound like drastic, but I feel like that's probably the step that we have to take in order to prevent things like this from happening again, you know?
Can I tell a quick story real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. My mom went to Florence, and then on her drive home, she said like 12 to 15 cops went flying by her. And then on the road, the entire road was blocked off. This is a road that she takes from Florence to Gresham, you know, where my parents live. There was some, and there's a news article. She sent me the news article. This is in the middle of nowhere, South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Someone was in the woods shooting at cars driving by.
Oh, wow.
On the road.
Crazy.
And they hit two people, injured one person, and seriously injured an eight-year-old kid who had to go in and have surgery. And my mom literally was like on this road, like just before it happened. And
crazy.
So this, and I'm sure this story isn't going to go like nation. No, nobody's going to even hear about that. But it's crazy that stuff like that's happening all over the country. This was just some random person in the woods shooting at random people that drove by.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That's crazy for them to do that. Yeah, because like when stuff like that happens, it kind of like, I kind of feel like once you give way to, like, if nothing's done, then what ends up happening is people are like, oh, okay, we're kind of seeing how far we can take things before, you know, the police, you know, take us serious, or, you know, the government takes us serious. And so they kind of, you know, keep doing things up to the point till they get the slap on the wrist or whatever. My thing is, I just feel like this is like a moment that feels like you got to bring the hammer down and you got to be like, hey, like, this shit can't happen, you know? But of course, it's in the politician's hands. And then, you know,
I think that hammer is a squeaky toy hammer.
Yeah.
No, you're going to bring it down and it's going to go squeak.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff with politics and corruption and just a lot of people in other people's pockets. And it's crazy, you know? And so I guess we'll see what happens, if anything, that happens after this. It's real crazy. You know, RIP to those, to everybody that passed away in that and got, you know, got taken out. But man, something has to happen. You know, because I feel like, because I think, wasn't there, I might be misstating, I don't know if you remember, I think it was in Texas. Because I think what might end up happening, unfortunately, is that, I don't know if it was, I think it was in Dallas where there was a point where I think this guy who, he was ex-military, black guy, and he was, I guess what was going on in the news, you know, black people getting killed by police. He got so upset and he was like, well, now I'm going to kill the police. And he kind of like got a bunch of like military grade weapons and stuff like that and kind of like drew police in and just started taking people out. I don't know if you remember
that. I remember when that happened, yeah.
And so I feel like what might end up happening is stuff like that. If, you know, they feel like, what happens is people, when they feel helpless, you kind of get into this fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, if nobody's going to do anything, I have to do something about it. Some people are going to feel that way and it might go to the extreme. And shit like that will happen, and you know, unnecessary things will happen that can easily be prevented if, you know, measures are being taken. And so I guess my thing, my last thing I'll say is too, is like, because I never understood why people needed to have ARs or AKs like that. I never understood that. It just, like, because I'm like, after all, you're like, well, why do you need this? Why don't you just get like a pistol or something and just chill with that, or at most a shotgun, you know, if you're living like on a farm or something. And so I guess, like, cause I have yet to, outside of the fact, maybe they have an appreciation for the engineering of the gun for who are enthusiasts. Outside of that, I don't see the practical purpose for it, you know? Except they might say, oh, right to bear arms. So like, well, I get that. But like outside of that, like, what is the actual reason that you would need this or want to have one of these?
Zombie apocalypse.
That ain't never happening. And if it does, I almost feel like, well, maybe this is best for...
Let the zombies take over.
Let's just... Maybe we need to just press restart, you know?
Maybe.
But unfortunately, yeah. Do you have any...
How long was that?
We're at 44.
I do have some news.
Okay.
If we wanted to make it a little lighter.
Yeah, let's make it a little lighter. Because we just hit them with COVID and then we...
Oh man, a lot going on. All right, so I have a lighter. Actually, it's semi related to all that. Man shoots performer after scare at Myrtle Beach haunted house attraction.
Oh, this is near where you at?
Yep. So I used to drive by this like literally all the time. So this place, they actually had, funny, I was just talking about zombies. So they have an attraction. To where it's like a zombie attraction. So, you know, it's one of these type of deals where you walk through and then, you know, there's jump scares and there's zombies trying to get you or whatever. Well, anyway, this guy was there. And so he was visiting the haunted house with several others when the group was frightened by a performer, a guy that looks like a zombie. So a person in the group fell to the floor, right?
Yeah.
And a gun slid on the ground.
Oh, what?
And struck this guy in the foot. He thought it was a prop.
Oh, no.
He thought it was a part of the show. Did I talk about this on the podcast already?
No.
I didn't? Okay. No. So then he took the gun and then shot the zombie.
Oh, no.
So this was a real person that then got shot. Imagine having to go to the hospital and you're dressed like a zombie and you're like, no, I'm actually shot.
Oh, like, my no, God.
Like, but the story gets even better. Okay, so Brown, the guy's name was, his last name was Brown. He told investigators he believed the gun was a prop. He picked it up and fired twice. He struck the performer one time in the shoulder. He was arrested, but was then charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. He had his 15-year-old son with him.
Wow.
Now, what he did after he shot the zombie, he panicked and he gave the gun to his son.
Oh, my God.
And I guess it's like, hey, you're younger than me. You can take this. You know, you say you did this, you know, whatever, you know. So this guy not only shot somebody, he then gave the tried to give the gun to his son so that his son
take the blame
could take the blame.
Oh my God!
So yeah, that happened in Myrtle Beach.
Holy shit! My thing is, he was like, he thought it was a prop. After that first bullet, I'm like, no, this ain't no prop. This feel like a real gun.
There's a great quote. The company that owns the museum said in a statement to the WMBF, the news channel there, we have no comments about the shooting incident that took place in our outbreak zombie attraction. Our attractions, like many others in beautiful Myrtle Beach, are here for visitors to enjoy and make fun memories. That's what drives us, and it will continue to be our pleasure to welcome guests as we heal from this unfortunate experience.
Jesus Christ.
So, more shooting news.
That's crazy. Right. Whose gun was that? Was that the zombie's gun?
No, they actually don't know.
What the fuck?
There were two groups of people, right?
Yeah.
People got scared. One guy hit the floor. Like, everybody, like, jumped down. But the gun slid over from another group of people.
Oh, what the hell?
It wasn't the guy's gun. It wasn't his gun.
It was anybody, none of theirs.
It was other people, but then nobody took the rap for it. Nobody was like, hey, that's my gun. So,
crazy.
So then the guy who picked it up and did the shooting, he didn't know what to do, so he gave it to his kid.
That's crazy. That's wild. That might have been an illegal gun. They scratched out the serial number or something.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
Okay, more news. Have you heard about this? Tropicana creates cereal.
Oh, I did hear about that.
To be mixed specifically with orange juice. So you can have, I would try it. It probably wouldn't be good.
No,
I don't know. It's interesting. Cereal that's orange juice cereal.
So you put, instead of milk, you put orange juice in it.
You put orange juice in the cereal. I'd try it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
First ever breakfast cereal created to pair with Tropicana Pure Premium.
Do you know what's the flavor?
Honey almond cereal.
Honey almond and orange juice.
It decided on a granola-based cereal because it can resist the acidity in orange juice better than flakes.
Huh. Do they still sell it or they stop it?
I don't know. It's so new. I don't know
about that.
I don't know about that either. Okay. More sad, fucked up news.
Oh, boy.
Jordan, the country, not the basketball player.
Sorry, yeah.
Jordan criminalizes suicide, threatens prison terms and fines.
Holy moly.
So if you kill yourself and you don't succeed,
you go to jail.
You're in trouble.
God damn.
So if you're going to kill yourself, make sure you do the job right or you're going to owe some money.
Jesus Christ.
That's dark.
That is dark. Oh my God. They're like, we need people. We need them here now.
So basically, you will be imprisoned for a period not exceeding 6 months in a fine not exceeding 100 dinars, which is apparently $141. So not a whole lot of money.
God damn. That's still crazy. Holy shit. That's so crazy.
The house will be, they announced the penalty will be double if it's mass suicide. So I guess if you kill
like
yourself
a cult
with
other people yeah. Masters, I think, would be like three people, I think. Three or more, or like four, I think.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's a whole lot of dark news, bro.
That is very dark. That makes me think, how many people were trying to kill themselves in Jordan?
Actually, I didn't want to talk about that because it's
sad. Like a big thing?
People are killing themselves a lot over there, so I don't know what's going on in Jordan, but it's not good over there.
I was going to say maybe it's not a place people want to be and they can't leave or
what kind of person that's going to commit suicide then stops because they're like, oh, I might have to pay money.
True.
Like, how's that going to stop somebody?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to stop anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And to be honest, and I'm willing to bet that even if, you know, they go to jail and they pay that fine, as soon as they get out, they'll probably try to do it again.
Yeah.
But they'll probably try to succeed this time.
You know? I don't know. Texas burglar cuts victim's grass before fleeing with lawnmower.
What the hell?
So in Port Arthur, Texas, someone got their lawn mowed during a burglary. This someone decided that they needed, you know, I don't know if it was a push mower. Was it a push mower? Anyway, they decided, hey, I want that mower. But they went to the yard and took the lawnmower without the owner's permission. But instead of immediately leaving with the lawnmower, they apparently wanted to make sure the mower was in good working condition. They mowed the front and backyard of the home as seen on surveillance footage.
Wow.
So he did a good deed.
I wonder if he's like, well, let me, you know, he was taking it on a test drive. He's like, damn, this is a pretty good lawnmower. Hold on. I ain't never been around this one. Is this good? I got to take this into the house.
I think it was a push mower.
That's funny.
But can you imagine stealing something from someone and being like, you know what? Let me do them a good deed
They're
as well.
They're trying to be like, I mowed their lawn. We're back.
We're back.
It's that time.
It's that time. Were you going first or was I going first?
Let me go first because mine don't make any sense. Okay. Like, you're not going to believe, like, there are really two short moments that happened here in the place that we live. So, for those of you who don't know, so my partner, she recently went to Mexico to visit a friend of hers. And she had fun or whatever, and I hung out. Me and Hawk, we just chilled really just throughout the whole time she's gone. She came back, right? So the second night she was back, we were heading to sleep, and I kept hearing, it actually was like 2 days ago, I want to say, and, you know, the day that we're recording this, it's been Memorial Day weekend, so, you know, people are celebrating, having parties, whatever, everybody's like, hey, turn up, whatever, and most of the time, Memorial Day, you know, they're going to pop fireworks sometimes. So randomly, I hear a little, upstairs, we have these windows that kind of face out towards the neighborhood, and we just hear pop, pop. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, what's that noise? Man, it's dark in our room because we're going to sleep. Out of nowhere, I see this big firework just poof, like it almost felt like it was right near our window. It was crazy. After that, I was like, who the fuck did that? Was that near the window? Went by the window. Didn't see anybody. Didn't see nothing. Never saw another firework popped. It was done. I was just like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Because like Hawk was like wilding out. She's like, what the hell is that shit? And so that happened. Something that happened to me today, another random thing, is sometimes people near, you know, in Atlanta, sometimes you'll see homeless people, right? You'll just be driving. They're just chilling, trying to get money and stuff for something to eat, some whatever. And so randomly, every now and then in our neighborhood, a homeless person or something will come by looking through the trash for stuff, you know? And so randomly, I was coming home. It was like 8 a.m., 9 a.m. I was getting like some breakfast food to cook breakfast in the morning. And like, I'm just chilling and I turn into the little neighborhood here and I see this homeless person just walking back there. I'm like, oh, this is a homeless person. And they look at me and then they look at this person that's behind them in a car and they just get upset and they take this trash can and they just flip it and turn it over and they go,
yelling at you?
No, not yelling at me, just yelling like in general.
Oh.
And they just flipped somebody's trash can over. They were upset. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? Damn. I was like, why they flipped this trash can over? And then I was thinking maybe what happened was the person that was following them to make sure they left probably said something to them and was like, hey, get out of here, you know? And of course, when you kind of tell people what to do or they get upset, they're like, man, whatever, get the fuck out of here. Bro.
Dang.
Crazy. Not really not all hear moment, but it was just random things that happened.
Mine isn't even really a not all hear moment either.
Uh-oh, we've run out.
Mine's a lesson about life.
Oh, this is the lesson about life corner.
Life lessons.
Life
with Jetty. So when I went to South Carolina a while back, a couple weeks ago, me and my dad went fishing. And he's a part of this new fishing club and whole bunch of acres and acres of lakes, just beautiful lakes. And you go out there and fish, and you know, and we had a good time. He got a little boat, put the boat out there, and, you know, you cast. And I caught a couple.
Oh, nice.
Not a lot. But it was a real nice day, you know, really enjoyed it. So then fast forward a couple of days later, we went fishing again. So at the house, behind the house, there used to be all these ponds, right? But they've all kind of dried up due to drought or weather or whatever. So now in the entire property, there's only one teeny little place now that has water.
Okay.
But what happened is that all the fish have concentrated to this one area because that's where all the water is.
Yeah.
So me and him, we go fishing, and literally you throw it in, mm-hmm. boom, you catch one.
Oh, wow.
You throw it in, boom, you catch one. Mm. You throw it in, boom, you catch one. I think I probably threw it in like 12 times and probably caught like 8 to 10 fish.
Damn.
But the thing is, it wasn't as enjoyable.
Oh, because you were always getting it? Or
because it was too much.
Oh.
It's like, I think that, I don't know, it was just like this weird little lesson to me because, okay, the first time we went fishing, I barely caught any. Mm-hmm. I only caught a couple. But it was way more enjoyable
when you
because you actually
one.
Had to like work for it and it wasn't so fucking easy and just like given to you.
Mm.
And I was just thinking about that in terms of like life, like, damn, I wonder if this is why, you know, you hear millionaires that are just, you know, miserable and just hate their life. And it's because maybe there's too much. It's just too easy. It's too, you know what I mean?
No, definitely. No. Yeah. Cause I could definitely understand that when it's different when you're working for something and you don't like, it doesn't like, is it like you're fishing? You're like, damn, I'm not catching nothing. But then when you do, you're like, oh, finally, versus like
when you throw it in and catch one every single time, it got boring quick.
Yeah. You're like, all right. I mean, I've done it.
It's like, all right, well, shit, I guess that's it.
Exactly. Like, all right, we can go home now.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
It's not really a not all here moment.
No,
either,
I get it, though. Yeah. It makes sense. I'm that type of person where I don't like things given to me. I like to earn my stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I like to earn my keep. And so I definitely understand that. I know a few people who aren't like that, and it's always interesting to me. I'm like, oh, you don't like it? Like, okay, that's interesting. But for me, like, I always wanted to feel like I earned what I had, you know.
I would like some things given to me just to be given to me. I'd like to try it out.
Yeah.
See how it makes me feel.
No, definitely. I feel you. Every now and then I'm like, you know, it'd be nice.
I'd take $1 million if somebody wanted to give it to me.
Exactly.
I don't even think I'd be that sad.
I think you'd be real happy.
But, you know, if you gave me $1 million every day for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably be ecstatic.
That after all, you like, all
right. I'd like to find out.
That's a call out to any millionaires out there.
I'd like to find
they
out.
They have a million just laying around.
You need a sugar baby. I'm your guy.
Thanks. That's the podcast there. Put out a wanted ad or something.
I'm your guy.
There you go. Well, that's episode 58. I think they said earlier. Yeah, 58 of the Not Out Here podcast, episode 58. Thanks for everybody tuning in. Make sure if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast, to like, subscribe, and review, because it really helps us reach new listeners. Also, if you're watching the video version of it on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and drop a comment. You know, tell us what you think about the episode or what you want us to talk about. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on our social medias, which is Instagram is at Not All Here Podcast. And as well, we're going to get a TikTok soon. I'd be forgetting to create one.
I was supposed to make it and then I got COVID. You gave me COVID, so.
I did not give you COVID.
I couldn't make it.
This whole episode, they're going to like cancel. Sorry, you're banned. No, but we'll have a TikTok up soon. But Instagram right now, Not All Here Podcast. And make sure to follow our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L. And Jetty?
JRB, the producer on whichever platform fancies your desire.
All right, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.